like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is...
It's Movie Time.
It sure is. The one we're doing today has been around about a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Beast.
Mm-hmm.
The only place you'll see it is at the Gateway Film Center, which has a world cinema commitment, a non-American film every day of the year.
What?
It's Beast.
Okay, who or what is the Beast? Is it Maul? She is a very fragile-looking redhead. Why does her domineering mother keep her under such a tight leash? Is it Pascal, all blonde hair and big blue eyes, bad boy, an illegal poacher? Is he connected to the murder of three girls that happened recently on the island? Is it Maul's mother? Her relationship with her daughter is poison. And the story starts out, it's a big, grand, fancy birthday party for Maul. She feels like a total outsider.
Well, now look at, she's not a kid. She's 27 years
old.
That's
right. That's right.
And she's not a raving beauty. They're living on the island of Jersey. What is the tension with the family?
Something has happened very dark and bad in her past.
We have here a situation that any young woman listening to our show can fully understand the conflict between a parent's wishes and the young woman's wishes, and particularly when it comes to love. An incident has forced her to be with family, but there's no reason for them to treat her like chattel. And when it comes then to her meeting this young man, they do not want her hanging around with him. His family has been on this island for who knows how long.
Right.
He considers them outsiders. They consider him an outsider.
Right.
Things are not good.
Of course, Maul is instantly drawn to him. She feels released from her controlling family. They're at a dinner party at a country club, and Pascal is a very naughty bad boy, does things that the mother doesn't like at all. The police zero in on Pascal as a strong suspect in the murder of these girls. It's her transformation into a totally obsessed woman.
It's as much figurative about the place of a young person in a family, especially at 27, when she should be out of there. The one that's going to trigger everything is going to be love. And then what I like about first-time director Michael Pierce's story, it's really a thriller.
Yep.
Because we want to know who's murdering these young women, but most of all, we want to know if it's Pascal.
Right.
And Pierce carefully crafts this film so that you don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's established as the moving force of the film, I think as you have said, then we're torn between an affection for the couple. We can see how they love each other, and yet a fear about the potential that he has for being the serial killer or for being abusive of her.
Right.
She's just simply not schooled in the ways of a violent world.
Right. Though that you think there's something very dark and scary in her past.
I think it's an important point about what I think to be the art of this film. Michael Pierce makes you wait long before you can even begin to resolve some of the issues. Our protagonists, each one of them, has a dark past.
Right.
So we have a serious reason to worry about them, while at the same time, some of the lyrical shots, particularly high on the crags.
Yes, it's just gorgeous. The crashing waves and the rock cliffs and the dark forest. It's
very romantic, and it's very terror-ridden.
Right.
And Pierce is careful to let you feel that fear by having you walk up to the tallest place on the island, probably, precariously, watching these two.
Right.
Both loving each other.
Yes.
And endangering each other.
And even though you know that they're both scary, he still has you rooting for Maul. I mean, you want her to be in this relationship, you think, even though it might be scary and damaging, you want her to be there because she wants it so badly.
And you're right. He makes us want her to be liberated.
Yes.
Perhaps because we understand, for young people, the need for them to be liberated from parents. So, Linda Boss McClelland.
Yes, John.
The movie is called Beast.
Beast.
What grade would you apply?
I'd give it a C.
So, I'm going to offer it a B+.
Aha.
There are images and thoughts in that movie that I can't just easily brush out of my mind.
That's because you're a bit of a beast.
Ha
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!